Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, are you pulling a Zach Fraser? Are you sorry right now?
Oh, I am sorry. I am 100% Zacking it right now. And I feel better because your wife said that she's not mad at me and that she forgives me if she even was mad at me. I do feel better now. Sometimes, you know, it's the just going through the motions of saying sorry, being sorry, and having someone legitimately say, you know, it's okay, does make you feel better. Makes me feel better. I don't know. So I messed up. I took a joke too far, and I appreciate your wife forgiving me.
Well, it's not that I ever have to say I'm sorry because I'm never wrong or never do anything wrong. So that I never had to say I'm sorry with.
Hashtag sociopath.
Right. So what's up, man? Coming at you hot. Hotter than an Oklahoma summer. Man, that's hot.
That's pretty hot. 105 plus with humidity.
Coming to you hot like the cheese on top of the pizza that's on top of the roof of your mouth. And that hot. Chapter
first degree burn.
Seven, chapter 7. Lewis Howes, School of Greatness. Tell me what you think, my friend. Tell me what you think.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm in love with this chapter, but I want to hear what you say.
100%. I give this chapter a 10 out of 10. Listen, I knew you're going to laugh. I give it a 10 out of 10, and I stand by it. All day today, I've had you convinced that I hated the chapter. I loved the chapter. This chapter opened my eyes to something I have been saying for over a month in my personal life. This is just another form of hearing the same thing. This chapter, only 10 out of 10 because it applies to my life so heavily. It is, you know, my grandmother used to say when I was a kid, that you could open the Bible to a random page, drag your finger down the page and stop randomly, look down and read the verse that your finger is on, and it would apply to a current situation in your life. I felt like Lewis Howes of the School of Greatness, Chapter 7, applies to my current life. Let me tell you why, Matthew. Building a winning team. He talks about the people around you. Here's what I've highlighted. It's not about finding talented individuals, creative, management, or otherwise. He realized the path to platinum status and personal greatness is about turning those people into a team. It's a lesson understood by leading figures across disciplines, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Their experience, as well as my own, shows greatness simply cannot be achieved in a vacuum or through a solitary effort. Phil Jackson wrote a book called Sacred Hoops. I'd seriously like us to look into that. You need to get everyone rowing in this. Oh, did you really? Awesome. So we'll discuss in a moment. You need to get everyone rowing in the same direction, and the only way you do this effectively is by cultivating the kinds of strong relationships where heading in the same direction feels like the only option. The best companies and families are great teams. The most important lesson Coach Wooden ever taught Don was this: you will never outperform your inner circle. Let me read that again, Matt. You will never outperform your inner circle. If you want to achieve outer success, improve your inner circle. Did you hear that, son? One more time.
I heard it.
You will never outperform your inner circle. If you want to achieve outer success, improve your inner circle. I find myself all the time thinking about my inner circle, Don admitted. Who is in it? Who should be in it? Whether or not some people may need to have a different spot in my circle. The difficulty lies in the fact that some people who have been in your circle for years, often by default, can be simply cut off. But governing who you put in your circle is one of those places where your decision making will impact you greatly. Let's make good decisions, people. I've heard before you were my best friend Matt Waits, the first time he came back down, right before BLS, a month before BLS even became anything, Matt came to my house changed his clothes to go out, and he looked me dead in my face and said, "You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with, for better or worse." That quote has tattooed itself onto my mind and onto my heart, and I think about it daily. I think about it in my life. I've battled with that quote for the last month, and this chapter has awakened that, has put more wood, more coal to that fire. John Wooden's quote is, "Show me your friends, and I'll show you your future." Oh, show me your friends, and I'll show you your future. That's insane. Each of these great men and women had friends and family who pushed them to be greater, who endured that they would be world-changing future. Beware of people who instead will drag you down and make you feel bad about having ambition. Like saying, book life and stuff is a joke. You guys are a joke. Have you heard that? Beware of people who instead will drag you down or make you feel bad for having ambition. Ooh-wee, Matty Moe. It's important to take a step back every once in a while and look at your inner circle. I do too. A highly motivated person, when he or she has targeted a worthwhile goal, uses a coach or mentor the same way a missile uses the new guidance system to assist you in making adjustments and navigating difficult and uncertain, ever-changing terrain. Without the right mentor, we're like unguided missiles on the path to greatness. Matt and I need mentors. We do need more. Sometimes people say they have one mentor. I've never had one mentor. We are so heavily influenced by the people we spend most time with that we can't afford to leave it up to chance. By selecting being selective about mentors, friends, and partners is going to be one of the biggest factors in your journey to greatness. Good grief, Matt. It is just beating what we have talked about privately over and over and over with a wooden mallet, and our problems are a piece of dough, and we just keep beating it. Point being, it's extremely important. I'd say absolutely necessary. They can't do it alone. They can't be successful in isolation. Remember positivity. Everyone individually wins when the team wins. Your team wins, you are a winner. You are part of that team. You are a cog in the machine. You choose the machine. Don't work for the man. Work for yourself. Defining precisely what success looks like is a big part of turning the natural competitive instinct of smart, talented, ambitious people into positive, supportive energy instead of negative, destructive, and what I battle with at times, selfish energy. You've got to have positive energy to create and winning chemistry. Surround yourself with dreamers and doers, believers and thinkers, but most of all, surround yourself with those who seek greatness within you, even when you don't see it yourself. That rings true to Matt. I tell Matt stuff all the time that are his strengths, and he does not see it himself. Surround yourself with dreamers and doers, believers and thinkers, but most of all, surround yourself with those who seek greatness within you, even when you don't see it yourself, Matthew. Your network is your net worth. Your network is your net worth. It takes strategy and leadership. You've got to realize the only way to scale is to delegate and to empower others and to say, you know what, you're not going to do it exactly like me, but you're going to do it exactly like them. You have to be okay with the fact that some people will be better at you than certain things in the long run. That's about removing your ego. You cannot change. You cannot win the game on your own, Matthew. You have teammates. You have people that help. First, the leaders of the winning teams always, always let their people know where they stand. Second, winning teams know the game plan. It's your job as you assemble your team to let them know what's important and create a plan for them to follow. Not a plan that's all about you. Instead, it's about creating a plan in which everyone has a role and everyone's role is designed for them to thrive in. Set people up to win. Do not set people up for failure. I am actually in service to my team as well as to everyone else. It's a matter of give and take, mutual respect, and ultimately gratitude and love. Together, we win as a team.
That's deep.
Can I get a bang, really bang?
Bang, bang?
Can I get a bang, bang?
What? Bang, bang.
What?
That was really
deep.
That's
the best chapter he has. That's smoke chapter one for me. That's smoke chapter one. 10 out of 10.
But we've been talking about this way before this book was written. If you go back to our YouTube, when we first started, that's the first thing we talked about is the company that you keep determines your abilities and your success and how high you will climb on that ladder. Not the ladder, but the jungle gym, as we call it. That's what's going to make you. Now, if you want a great team, as a coach's standpoint, whenever I used to coach, we would study other teams, and we would find our weaknesses and build on our weaknesses. That's how you become great. That's where the mentors come in. You're going to have those mentors. You can't only – I'm just like you. I don't think you can have just one. And you can have – I consider if I want to learn about money, Dave Ramsey is my mentor. If I want to do coaching, Coach Wooden was my mentor. If I want to do public speaking, then I have Tony Robbins, Les Brown, Jim Rohn, all the greats, Brian Tracy, Ty Lopez, Tim Ferriss. I have those as mentors. Just because I don't see them in person doesn't mean I can't call them my mentors. Those are my mentors.
That's true.
Who I learned from.
That is true.
They don't have to be physically where you can touch them and talk to them and take notes. You can just hear them, listen to them, see them on YouTube, and they can be your mentor. You can call them your mentor because you're learning something from them. But if you want to build a great team, if you want to build a great team, you have to learn from others. You have to make sure that your weaknesses are covered, and you have to practice and be consistent daily.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
Matt,
the big thing that we've been talking about.
What do you rate this chapter at?
I would say a 6 out of 10. The reason why I say 6 out of 10, this is great. This is what we have been talking about. Not only today, but the past couple of weeks, because we have certain areas in our life where it is cancer that we need to cut out. But
and we've talked about this stuff ad nauseum. And like Matt said, this chapter isn't something new that I just read to spark this up for me. Guys, this is something we talked about back in the YouTube days. So you can go back to that and hear us and hear our thoughts about it long before this book was even released. This book came out in December. We were banging out
July.
YouTube in the summer. Yeah, so in the summer. Mm-hmm. So, guys, we were ahead of this chapter. However, within the last month, we've been regurgitating all that information to each other and trying to make decisions. And, Matt, I'll call you out a little bit on the show. You were making excuses. And then you read this chapter again, and you're on board. Well, actually, because you read this book 2 weeks ago. So once you read this chapter, you're back on that fire. You're back on that bandwagon of, you know what, man? You're right. You know what, man? We've got to do it.
Yeah, I
agree
with that.
You call it cancer.
That's exactly what it is. But then again, in his book, he kind of goes back. He's like, there's some people that you can't get rid of, which is family. And I disagree with that. I think you can get rid of family. You, for example, have. Yeah. So that's the only problem I'm having trouble with. Because tell them a little bit about your situation, how you cut family members out.
I actually have. I've cut off family members. I would say intermediate family members. Out of my life, I was pushed into situations where it was unhealthy to have certain family members around, and I'm talking close family members around. They were a poison to my life. They were toxic to my children, mentally, physically, verbally. So, they're completely out of my life. I think sometimes you need to clean the clutter of your life. You need to check your closet. And you need to clean it with ruthless abandonment. You need to really get in there and get it out. You'll endure a little pain, but you'll clutter out your life. You will remove the clutter. You will be able to move forward. You have to go at this with reckless abandonment. You have to tackle this head on. I don't care if they're family. I don't care what they are to you. If they are a cancer, they are slowly killing you. They are slowly killing you. You cannot allow someone to dictate your life and make you unhealthy mentally, spiritually, physically. You cannot allow it to happen. You are in charge of your life. You get people out of your life no matter what. No excuses. Come at this full force. It is your life. It is not long enough, and no one has the right to make you feel any way that you don't want to feel. You have the power to get them out of your life. It's time for you to step up and make the decision.
Amen, amen, amen. So let's talk about positive energy. Now, on page 186, he talks about, I'm a firm believer that it's more important to have positive energy around you than the smartest people. What is your thoughts on that? That's what really kind of really didn't believe in.
Positivity, I think it's a long way. Because if you're around positive people, you'll have positive results. When people are positive,
right,
they see greatness. It's almost like a drug. You become addicted to it. And we become, people's personalities become a lot like a chameleon. When they're around people who are positive, you become more positive. When you're around people who are striving and achieving for greatness, you start to achieve and strive for greatness. Positivity is one of the greatest assets I think any of us can possess. I do not believe that very many people are positive people. I don't think people look for the best version of themselves or their friends. I think that we're in a world where we look for the negative in the news, the negative in the newspaper, the negative all over the internet, the negative on the television shows that we watch. Humans consume themselves with negativity. So when you find someone who's positive, who preaches about positivity, who meditates to be more positive, who prays to be more positive, who works diligently to become more positive, I think you should not walk, you should not run, but you should sprint to that person and cling on. Put suction cups all over your body and jump on that person.
Mm-hmm,
and where they go, you go, because they have a secret that you haven't learned yet.
And I love
you have
love
to learn
secrets.
The art of positivity. Ooh, Matt's a good secret keeper, ladies. So one of the things that I wanted to say was I love being around Matt. I've talked about this on podcast before. He cheers me up. I'm never in a bad mood. He makes me laugh to no end. I knew from the beginning we could be successful with BLS because I knew he believes in me, he believes in himself, and he believes in the power of self-help, and he believes in our mentors that we like, and he believes that this lifestyle will change people's lives. And he looks for the opportunity to change it to your life. He knows we have the ability to, and he's very passionate. Last night I told him it's borderline unhealthy how obsessed he is with BLS, and I couldn't be happier. He holds me accountable. He gives me crap if I miss a show or if I'm late to a show. He holds me accountable in life. Today, he let me know that something that my friend and well, you know, one of his old friends did this weekend really upset him. I was part of that. And I told him, I'm sorry. And he said, it's not you. And I said, it was half me. It was 50% me. I'm sorry. And he said, I don't want your apology. It wasn't you. Even though it was, you know, I felt half responsible for it. Matt holds people accountable. Matt wants you to be accountable for what you do, whether it's in self-help or whether it's in everyday life. If you don't have a friend who's willing to hold you accountable, then you don't have a friend. I'll say that again. If you don't have a friend willing to hold you accountable, then you do not have a real friend. First person I learned that from was Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan said, if you have real friends, they will hold you accountable. They will not butter you up. They will not tell you what you want to hear. They'll tell you what you need to hear. Sometimes you need that quick reminder or a kick in the butt from your friend. They need to tell you when you're slipping. They need to tell you when you're falling. They need to help you look out for obstacles that you're setting up in your own life that you don't see. They need to intervene. They need to give you an intervention. If you care about somebody, get yourself involved. But there is a time to throw your hands up and say, I'm done. I'm done. I've helped you as much as I can. You're not following the instructions. You're not taking any of the help. You're not grateful for what I'm doing. I'm done. The Bible has a passage somewhere in it where it even says, the Bible says, to wash your hands with people, to be done with them. There is a time to say goodbye. Chris Brown, I don't care what your song says, there's never a right time to say goodbye. The right time to say goodbye was yesterday if that person is poisoning your life. Get them gone. Get into action. move. Move yourself. Motivate yourself. Find out what it is that motivates you and apply it to cleaning out your friends. If you're 30 years old and you're playing grab ass with your friends every day and you're not focusing on your career, you're not focusing on your life, you're not focusing on where you want to be in 20 years, then you need to wake up. This is the podcast for you. Chapter 7 in Lewis Howe's book, The School of Greatness, is the chapter for you. Quit playing grab ass and get your life together.
Jeez. All right. Drop the mic on that one, my friend. Drop the mic. I can't follow that. I have to go back and talk about positive energy because I can't follow that.
So positive energy. Tell me what you think about positive energy. Tell me, how do I bring positivity to your life, Matt? I tell you every day, you're the funniest person I know. You're the most upbeat person I know. I was telling you today about a friend situation, and you started laughing, and I go, why are you laughing? And you go, one, it's funny, then it shouldn't be, but it's funny. And then you're like, two, I'm laughing because it's embarrassing. Like, even when you're upset with someone, you're positive. How do I bring positivity to your life, and how should others bring positivity to your friends?
Well, this is the thing. I see positive energy as mental protein. That's it. Mm-hmm. You have to develop
so
that habit.
Mental protein. So can I? Did you say mental protein? So can I just take a shake?
Yeah, you can. You can take a shake, and let me tell you how. You have to develop the habit of feeding your mind with positive mental food. So your mind is the most important asset you have, of course, but you must keep it clean, clear, and protected. Be focused. Don't be confused, and know what you want. It took me a long time to become positive. I have the worst self-talk ever, but I've been working on positivity and thinking and becoming, putting out there the law of attraction and the string theory that whatever I speak, it becomes life. So I try to get away from the negative energy. So if someone starts talking negative, I just, okay, I'm going to get away from that. But, you know, playing around, telling a few jokes and, hey, you're this, you're that, you know, just razzing each other is fine. But I don't let it get to me, and I don't let it get into my brain. And, of course, you got to get around the right people. Make it a habit to get around like-minded people like yourself. But also stay away from the break room. Stay, like, if you're at work, stay away from the gossip. Stay away from the water cooler.
That's a good point.
Hey,
say that again. What?
That's it. Whenever you're at work, stay away from the break room. Stay away from the coffee. Stay away from the water cooler. Just be you. If you want to take a break, go walk around. The way I see it, you can't fly with eagles if you continue to stretch with turkeys. You know what I'm saying?
You're running with penguins, baby, looking up to the sky. You're an eagle looking up, wishing you could be an eagle, even though you are an eagle, but you're running with penguins.
And I've got just...
So, Matt, I want you to brag on me. How do I bring positivity to your life?
Okay, let's go on to the next subject, my friend.
trying to make you think on your toes. Trying to get you to stop reading your notes. Think on your toes.
No, I'm not reading my notes. I have no notes in front of me. The way you bring positivity is you make sure that we're always working to strive to our next goal. There was one time that we were talking, and I said something, and he was like, Matt, don't look that way because we're not going that way. We're headed to the top, my friend. Quit looking at the past. Quit bringing up these stories.
Ooh.
Quit doing this. Quit doing that. You bring up this positivity of, hey, don't look that way because we're not going that way. Look to the top because that's where we're going, my friend. And you're always bringing
to the top.
Yeah, you always bring in a positive vibe and energy of me becoming the best me. You're always giving me compliments. You're not only building me up, but you're also building up my relationship with other friends and other mentors, and you're stretching me out to learn, and you're also building my relationship up with my wife, honestly, because we come closer, we talk about you, we talk about all the good times. I always have a great aura around me whenever I come see you or whenever we do dinner, when I talk to you on the phone. It brings back that positive energy that I miss. Yeah, I have friends, but I don't have that best friend like I have in you. And you all, your positivity is just, you make better choices. You stretch me outside my comfort zone. There's no procrastination anymore. You make me achieve life and my ambitions in life. And also, you help me with my relationships. And you also make me live with energy and integrity, my friend.
I love it. I love it, guys. How do you find someone who can bring that out in you, what you brought up about me? How can people find that in their friends? How can people find all the positive qualities I've said about you on this podcast and many podcasts before this? How do people find that friend? People don't realize, they think their best friend is someone they get drunk with and eat Taco Bell with at 3 in the morning. How do people find this real best friend that we are describing when we talk about ourselves, when we talk about each other to our wives, when you build a brand with your best friend, whenever you believe your best friend more than anything in the world, when your best friend challenges you to be a better person? How do these people who are listening to us, how do they find best friends like that?
Mm-hmm. Well,
your mentor is not always your best friend. Your mentor is a business partner.
Right.
Not a
I think
friend.
best friends are like-minded people. They have to have not the same interest, but what you're trying to get, they have to have the same interest, like self-help, motivation, style, becoming a better person. It's not becoming a millionaire that is important. It's the person that you become on the way. You want to get around like-minded people. You want to get out your comfort zone. You want to have someone that will push you. You want to have relationships. You want to build up. Not just like you said, back in the day, my best friend, all we were talking about was chasing girls and going to clubs. We're not like that anymore. All we talk about is our show, how we can help people, what's next.
Sure.
I think
memories are a fun place to go back to and to reminisce about and share old stories and tell the same story 25 times and it's a little bit different every time you tell it. Those are the best stories, man. Those are the best stories. But like you say all the time, man, we're not going that way anymore. We're not talking about chasing girls. We're not talking about the new dance moves at the club. You and I are talking about the process to changing people's lives as well as brightening our own future and changing our own lives. This journey that I am on with you, I wouldn't do with anyone else. Truly.
Mm. What about Lewis House?
You know what? I don't have 10 years of memories with Lewis House. I don't have the last 6 months of my life, 8 hours a day, talking to Lewis House. I would love to have Lewis House on this podcast. I would love to have you tell Lewis House that the average for his book so far, with as many threes and fours as you gave, two sixes, he's got an average of 4. Your book is 4 out of 10 stars. I would love to hear how you would say it eloquently and respectfully, obviously. But I would like to hear how you would tell him what this book didn't offer you. I would love for me to be able to tell him that this book is exactly what I was looking for. It's my first workbook. I've never owned one before. But I don't know that I would do this with Lewis House. I admire Lewis House. I like Lewis House because he has great advice. But this friendship I have with you is greater than BLS. That's why it will bring BLS to the top. It will pull BLS up with our friendship. Our friendship will grow as well as our brand. When our brand gets as big as our friendship, we're taking over. The world
will be next. Man, that's huge.
Next.
Yeah, the one thing I would tell Lewis House is, you know what, this book was not for me. You're trying to teach me something that I already know.
Sure, that you are much more experienced at workbooks than I am. This is not your first workbook, so you have something to compare it to. That's like me saying, this is the first time I've ever tasted raspberries. I would say, man, that's the best raspberry I've ever had in my life. And you would say, you think those raspberries are good, you should have them from blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, cover me in honey and let's fight about it. That kind of good.
Punch me right in the face. Show me how mad you can get, Matt.
So you gave it a 10.
Yes, I do. Only because, look, the chapter was good. The chapter was probably worth a 7. But because of our conversation, even today, in the last 30 days, I give this a 10. This is the biggest slap in the face I've had in a long time, saying it's right here. You guys talked about it in July. You guys have been thinking about it for the last month, talking about the last month. Here it is
mm-hmm.
in another form. It's regurgitated in a different way, but also supporting what you and I have discussed since this summer.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly right. That is exactly right.
So because it hit so home, because it was so personal, 10 out of 10, perfect dunk, slam dunk competition winner, Lewis House, Chapter 7. Booyah!
Wow. He would be happy right now.
He should be happy right now. My opinion is worth more than money, and I'm giving him a 10.
I love it.
Remember I said you got to have belief?
Mm-hmm.
If I don't believe,
man.
My opinion is worth, if I don't believe my opinion is worth more than money, then no one's going to believe that my opinion is worth more than money.
That's right.
It all starts with a belief.
Absolutely right. Mm-hmm. You got to believe in yourself, and you got to believe in your product.
You have to believe. You have to have an unrealistic belief, like Conor McGregor. You have to have an unrealistic belief like Muhammad Ali. You have to have an unrealistic belief like Floyd Mayweather Jr. You have to have an unrealistic belief like your friend who was the chef that said, every day I cook, it's going to be the best meal you ever had. It's your choice to eat it or not. To say something that powerful, his belief system in himself and his skill is out of this world. You have to believe it. You know, Muhammad Ali is famous for saying, not verbatim, famous for saying, all the times I told you I was the greatest in the world, I was also convincing myself. I was also telling myself. He had to tell everyone to make himself believe it. There's a song that says, I believe every lie I've ever told.
I've told a lot of them.
You know that song, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man?
Yeah.
Yeah. He says, I believe every lie I've ever told. When Matt and I, it's called projected thinking. It's called projected thinking. Well, we were telling people we were on iTunes before iTunes grabbed us. We told people we were having 100 live listeners before 100 live listeners came. We told people that we were having 10,000 listeners a month before the 10,000 listeners a month came. We believed it. We didn't just say it for the sake of saying it. We wholeheartedly believed that many people were listening and that many people listened.
Man, I'm so happy that you're on fire for this chapter because it is. It's exactly what we've been talking about for so long. Cutting out the cancer
and putting off,
that doesn't make us better.
You talk to my girl, bro, I'll punch you right in the face.
Yeah.
Who wants
that
in their life?
Respect. Yeah, you got to respect that. Respect each other. Respect each other's relationships. Respect their visions and their dreams.
Sure, that's the power of positivity. The power of positivity is doing the right thing. You can't continue to make wrong decisions and evil decisions and expect the best outcome. You said something today that we were joking about, so we don't need to go in depth about, but you were like, man, I'd be afraid of that karma. I'd be afraid of the karma that comes after that.
Yeah.
Do you remember
karma,
that
karma
today? You were like, I'm afraid of that
karma. Circle.
Ooh-wee. When I come to the club, step aside. Oh, snap.
Yeah, so that's why I watch what I do, because I don't want that karma coming around full circle on me.
I don't need that karma on me, son.
Exactly.
I don't need it. I don't want it. I don't need it. I don't want it. I want to be a good person. I want to be positive. I want to see the best in the situation. However, I don't want to become naive. I don't want to be naive to situations or naive to people. I need to know, like when the Bible says, it's time to wash our hands and be through with somebody.
Oh, and that was in Isaiah, by the way. I looked it up.
It's it. Was it? I'm dropping Bible knowledge, Matt, with the fact-checking tiger was right. Sorry.
No, you're fine. I love it.
I hit the Bobby Shmurda.
If you like it, I love it.
I just did that. That's the oldest quote you used to give me, except for, hey, I'll see you shortly.
And never show up.
No, you would say, is that a joke?
Oh, yeah. I used to have the worst problem of that. Be like, hey, yeah, I'll be right over. 2 weeks later, never show up.
Oh, good grief. And, at least I go to the hospital and get a wristband. You literally just don't show up.
I learned my lesson on that. Always
you know
keep
what,
work.
Man?
What?
You would say things like, hey, man, I'll be right over there. I'm in town. I'll be there in about 20 minutes. And then you would show up like a month later and be like, what's up, man? Because for that month, you would avoid the fire out of us. You wouldn't answer calls. You wouldn't answer texts. And you'd just show up as if nothing ever happened. And then you wouldn't talk about the city. You would be like, dude, where were you? Why did you not come through? And you'd be like, oh, did you guys see that there's a new Batman versus Superman movie out?
Yeah, man, I was the world's worst. I think show up. Because I want to be
home. We were the world's worst.
No, you were always perfect.
I do, too. I appreciate you. Anybody on the live chat?
No, sir, there is not. Not tonight.
No, sir, not tonight. Guys, rate and review us on iTunes. We are on iTunes. We need your help. We want you to rate and review us. Be honest. Be brutally honest, please. Negative attention is better than no attention, and Matt loves attention.
Dude,
so,
I do
guys,
love some attention.
Know. We have one chapter left. On Thursday will be a chapter review of Lewis Howes, this chapter 7 review, homework of chapter 7. And then Tuesday, folks, it's over. It is over. There's one last chapter. Matt doesn't want to do the overview with you guys. He'll just give you his overview on Thursday. He doesn't want to go back into it. Matt is over this book. Whenever I go, wah, 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 Matt gives a big thumbs down. So he's over it.
Do.
He's bored. He wants to move on to the next book. We've discussed a few. Today, what was that feelings book called again, Matt?
F feelings. F asterisk UCK feelings.
F asterisk UCK feelings. That's a book that Matt and I talked about buying. It's a very cheap book. If you guys want to read along with us, Matt, what was it, like under $11?
Yeah, if you get on Amazon, it was pretty cheap.
It was pretty cheap.
I don't think it was
another
over
book that
$20.
I am thriving and dying to read Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, because Matt says that's the best workbook he's ever read. And then I also want to read anything by John C. Maxwell next, maybe this F asterisk CK feelings book would be fun. It looks small. It doesn't look like a very big book. It's very cheap. It's a book that maybe you guys can read along with us. We're always on Twitter at Matt and Tiger BLS. Matt's always on Instagram, Matt and Tiger BLS. On if you go to a browser, you go to Blog Talk Radio /Matt and Tiger BLS 1. Oh, excuse me. And we'll be there. Trying to get us promoted. We didn't do that at the beginning of the show. Matt worked out twice today. This morning, he went to the gym and went ham, lifting weights, going hard. He goes hard when they turn the spotlights on. let's see. He moves the body like a cyclone.
That's my all-time favorite song. That's my all-time favorite song.
Hi-yo. Hi-yo. I brought that back full circle. Had to let everybody know. Had to represent my buddy's favorite song. Yeah, man. So you're working out hard, you're dieting. I know today you were jokingly saying you were wanting some junk food. But, yeah, dieting's tough, working out is tough. People think going to the gym and lifting the weights is the hard part, but the hard part is eating right and doing the right thing.
Man,
Matt
I'm telling
got
you
that down to a bro science.
Jeez, trying to, because like I said, this quarter, that's my main focus, is my health. I want to get that on track because
how am I expected to take care of a big Fortune 500 company if I can't take care of myself?
Very true. I am still plugging away 21 days in a row now for my Spanish class. I have not missed a day. Hopefully I'll be fluent in Spanish. I can't speak any more Spanish than I could on day one, but I can read it and write it really well now. If you want to text me in Spanish, I can read it and I can respond to you. But if you just want to actually speak it to me, it's too fast and it takes me some time with some catch up. I get tripped up on some words whenever I speak it. But if you wanted to have a full blown texting conversation with me in Spanish, I can hang in there with you. But it's when it comes to actually just speaking it. But you know what? I've got three more months of it. I've got 4 months. April will be the end of the quarter. So
yes.
You'll continue to diet and exercise. I'll continue to bang out Spanish. You'll be super in shape, and I will be el fluente.
No, round is still in shape, so I'll be okay.
Ooh, hi-yo. Well, that's if you're trying to go for that Tiger Taylor look. If you're trying to get on my level, then that's what you want to strive for. But I don't think that's what you're going for. I don't think that that's the look you want. You don't want the Tiger Taylor look.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a perfect look. Well, my friend, is there anything else you'd like to touch on?
I can't think, man. I'm fishing at this point.
Ooh, I heard the zipper.
I think it's...
Well, we'll just end it at that, my friend.
Yeah, well, we're done here. I was thinking on my jacket. Give me a minute. I'm looking up a quote that I want to read to end this out, and then I'll tell everybody and you what BLS looks for. Matt, give me some filler talk for a moment while I find a quote, please.
Well, no problem, my friend. Some books that I suggest, I just got done reading. It's called The Million Dollar Habits, Proven Power Practices to Double and Triple Your Income by Brian Tracy. I suggest everybody picks up any of his books. The way he writes his books is very interesting because he doesn't have long chapters. What he does is he breaks them down page by page. Each page is like a paragraph, and then he'll go into a different subject in the paragraph and how they correlate with each other. So if you're looking for a read that is similar to that, pick up any of Brian Tracy's books. Every book that I've ever read by him is just exactly like that. Super easy, to the point. And later on in the chapter, he gives you action steps to basically homework to do that.
That's what I love. I love books that are to the point. He tells you and then explains it. I don't like a whole lot of filler. So Brian Tracy's a book, some of his book, he's an author that you and I will be studying soon, because if that's how he is, that's what I'm interested in. So I appreciate you finding some filler for a moment. My best friend in the whole world told me this quote, and I read it earlier, but I want to go to www.goodreads.com. Jim Rohn, the quote, "You're the average of the five people you spend the most time with." I cannot get over that quote. I'm telling you right now, when I still remember where I was standing when Matt said that to me. That quote rings out into my head daily. I'll never forget where I was when he said it. I'll never forget my first thought when he said it. That has changed the way I view people, the way I view myself, the way I view life. That quote haunts me as well as motivates me, because that quote alone holds me accountable. I am very, very excited that you shared that quote with me. I never would have known it until reading Lewis's House book. I've known about this quote now for many, many, year and a half. So I appreciate you bringing that quote into my life. You know how much we love quotes. We end the show with them. There are many levels of wisdom in a quote. Every time you read a quote, you could interpret it a little differently. So whenever you find a quote that you absolutely love, I consider it a gem. It's a gift from life. When you find something you really enjoy, it is a gift. So enjoy it like a gift. Your life is a gift. So treat it like a gift. Guys, BLS, Book Slap and Stuff, what's it stand for, BLS? Well, we call it BLS. Well, we're talking about that belief. That Muhammad Ali. I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest. We're talking about Floyd Money Mayweather. I'm the best. Nobody can beat me. We're talking about Conor McGregor, because he owns the UFC now. The UFC's in his pocket. No longer is he in their pocket. Okay, when these people say these things, it's a belief. A belief that pushes them to the top. You need a strong belief. Believe you can. Believe you are worth it. Believe that this is coming to you. Believe that, most of all, believe you deserve it. Matt Waits told me a quote from a guy, I can't remember his name, and it's slipping me, and it bugs me so bad. So Matt, interject when you realize where I'm going with this. He said, believing that I about $1 million wasn't hard. Believing that it would happen to me was the hard part.
You got it.
Making
the
$1 million was okay. Yep, making $1 million wasn't hard. Believing that it could happen to me. Think about that, guys. That's a belief. You deserve it. Keep your belief system strong. Something to rest your belief on is knowledge. How do you get knowledge? By learning. Get out there. Learn everything you can. Matt and I once talked about we have too many passions. Then we realized having too many passions was a strength, because we become ultra knowledgeable by learning all we can about all of our passions. If you have a passion, learn, learn, learn. Build a belief system around everything you learn. Believe that you have the knowledge from everything you have learned. And surely you will succeed. There's no way not to. There is no way not to. Mr. Matty Moe, I love you bunches. Hugs and kisses your way to your wife and family. Especially you. Tell us about tomorrow's show, Matt, and tell everybody goodbye.
All right, everybody. Tomorrow's show will be The Drive Home with Matt and Tiger. We'll be available probably around 6:30, 7 o'clock, so just watch out for that. We'll make sure we put it out on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and iTunes. As always, I'm Matthew, and to my left is my lovely Tiger Taylor.
Goodbye, Blanket Buddy.
Good night.